Hello, everyone. This is Marlena Lieberg at CSUN 2007, and I'm joined today by Yaya Guedes, who is the International Sales Manager for Code Factory. Hello, Yaya.
Hi, everybody. Hello,
it's
Marlena.
Lovely to have you. And also Greg Gladman, who is Chief Technical
Officer.
Oh my gosh, at the end of the season, you know, I move people to different countries and give them new titles.
People mix up a little bit.
Yes, yes. Let's start with Yaya, since you are a familiar voice to ACB Radio, and we were delighted that you actually requested another opportunity with us this year, so thank you so much for that. Tell us a little bit about what Code Factory has been offering this week at CSUN.
This year at CSUN we have been doing different presentations. We haven't had a booth, but we have had presentations, for example, at the HP booth, and we have been at the Human Web Partners Day.
All right. And the products you're presenting are?
With HumanWare Together, we have shown Mobile Speak Pocket at their booth, and with HP, we have shown Mobile Speak Pocket and Mobile Speak Smartphone.
Very good. And now, Greg, you and I have communicated quite a bit in the beginning of this year. How long have you been with Code Factory?
A little over 3 years now, 3.5 years I think it's been.
And you're working primarily with the Mobile Speak and the Mobile Speak Pocket products?
I'm primarily work on Mobile Speak on the Symbian side, Mobile Speak and Mobile Magnifier. But I've been getting more involved in the Windows Mobile side as well.
Clarify for us, if you will. I know yesterday at the meeting that I attended, there was some confusion between what is Symbian, what is smartphone,
right.
How do I know what I need? Help us to begin to unravel that, first of all.
Right, exactly. Well, I think the easiest comparison is to compare the difference between Windows Mobile and Symbian is similar to the difference between, say, Windows and Macintosh. They're two different operating systems. They both have their basic features that they offer. But it really depends on what kind of system you need. If you need a PDA, for example, somebody who needs a replacement for their laptop to carry their email with them, their Outlook, their Microsoft Word documents, then they're sort of a good candidate for a Windows Mobile PDA. For the smartphones, there are versions for both Symbian and for Windows Mobile, so they're a lot more similar. And it really comes down to which one is more prevalent in the area that you're living in, which is more supported, and which one has more phones available.
Yes, we have seen in the U.S. that there are more Windows Mobile smartphones available, so actually more people are now buying Mobile Speak smartphone there, but in Europe still Symbian phones are more popular.
Right, so for example, if you have a Nokia phone, a Nokia phone would use the Symbian operating system, whereas a phone like the Motorola Q would use Windows Mobile, so it depends on the manufacturer.
Okay, all right. Talk to me about the exciting aspect now, at least it's exciting for me as a Braille user, to be able to control your PDA with a Braille display. What's happening with that?
Sure. The Mobile Speak Pocket and Mobile Speak Smartphone have had good Braille support from the first version. And so what we're doing now is we're bringing that same support over to the Symbian platform as well. So if you have a Braille device that has input and output, you can pair it easily with your phone or your PDA and essentially tuck the phone away in a shirt pocket or a briefcase somewhere. And with a Bluetooth headset, for example, you can navigate the phone and see input and output with the Braille device or use the headset for audio output. So for people who want to, say, tuck their phone away and have a different method of interacting with it, that's useful for them. Also for people who are doing presentations or college students, for example, who want to use it as a replacement for a note taker, you get some of the same functionality, say, with a PDA and a Braille keyboard that you would with a note taker.
Yeah, I think especially the 12-cell Braille devices are very interesting for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I first heard of a 12-cell Braille device, I thought, oh, 12 cells, that's not very much Braille. But then I, you know, looking at it, it isn't meant to read or write the great American novel,
exactly.
but it's very portable. And when you think about carrying a Braille display in your pocket, that's just a phenomenal thing to me. Now, I want to make sure that we're all clear about something, because this took me a couple of days, actually, to kind of get my head wrapped around it. Last year, when we were talking about mobile speak, we were clearly talking about mobile speak and mobile speak pocket. Mm-hmm. And mobile speak was always for your phone, and mobile speak pocket was always for your iPad or your Dell or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's still essentially true, is that right?
That's essentially true. If you talk about mobile speak as a family, it would be all of the products together. But we've been more and more specifying whether it's mobile speak for Symbian, which was the original mobile speak,
mm-hmm.
or mobile speak smartphone, which is the phone version for Windows Mobile, and mobile speak pocket, which is the pocket the PDA version.
And where it gets a little confusing is that smartphones can have PDA capability.
Right, and basically it's a question of which functions are the most prevalent, which ones are emphasized the most. In a smartphone, it's primarily a phone that has some PDA capabilities, whereas the pocket PC is just the reverse. It's a PDA that has phone capabilities, but mostly it's a laptop replacement, for example.
Mm-hmm. And who is the distributor here in the U.S. for the Mobile Speak family of products that we're discussing?
For Mobile Speak Pocket, it's Yuminware, and they have different resellers. So if you're looking for a distributor in your area, you can go to www.codefactory.es, and you will find a list of distributors there. Yeah, for Mobile Speak as well, we have different distributors in each area. For example, Earl of Handytech US or Vision Q or different others. So I think the best is really to go to our website to see who is selling the software in your area or who you prefer to buy it from.
And one other item I want to touch on, because I think it's important for people to understand the concept. In a way, it's foreign to us, and you will probably remember when I ever get around to the point of my question, how the reaction of people in the room yesterday at the dealer meeting. But the concept of buying the new license.
Mm-hmm.
So many times, I think, we as blind consumers, we don't feel that once something is licensed, we can't do anything with it. We can't. But clearly, if I buy an ABC phone, and then next year I want to buy a DEF phone, I'm going to have to pay a license fee to transfer my to license that DEF phone. But I'm not going to have to pay for a whole new software version.
Yes, that's true. You normally buy your first license for the first phone you have, and then you buy something like a phone device upgrade fee, which basically covers the cost of the TTS and the cost of the certification to transfer the license to your new phone, because the software and the TTS is always, the text-to-speech is always tied to one phone, so you need to get then a new upgrade license, which is like $95 currently in the U.S. For your new phone.
So my initial investment is the software and the license, and then when I upgrade my phone, I simply pay whatever that license fee is, which is currently $95 in the U.S.
Yes, exactly. It's currently for all the different products. We have like one upgrade fee, so it's then $95. But on the other hand, you must also think that we have been offering all updates for free until now. We have never charged for an update. You can get an update like every 3 months for your software for MobileSpeak or MobileSpeak Pocket or MobileSpeak Smartphone, and it's free available on our website.
Right. Users who got the first version of MobileSpeak can get every version up to the 3.0, which we just released, without paying an upgrade fee.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And I can take my ABC phone and sell it with my other license and mobile speak on that phone.
Right, because it's tied to the phone, the license, it's still a fully licensed version.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if you sell it or give it away to someone, donate it to someone who needs it, that's still a fully licensed version.
Yeah.
Which is why we charged the fee in the first place.
And that was what surprised a number of people in the room. That, mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Because we're not used to having that flexibility, I think.
Yeah, but I think, for example, if you buy a screen reader for a PC, you normally pay for each update.
Right.
So you basically, maybe in that, you pay a hidden fee if you want to transfer it to another computer.
Right.
I wouldn't recommend the DEF phone, though. It's not a very good phone.
Well, the ABC phone was pretty bad, too, let me tell you. Now, before we wrap up, talk to me, Greg, about the install of these products. Do I need a sighted person there to help me do this?
Right. It depends on the platform. For Symbian, the install is usually done via Bluetooth. That's the most basic way we recommend people do it. And if you do it through Bluetooth, you do need a sighted person for some of the steps. What we've done to get around that is we have a program called AutoSys, which uses a PC and a memory card reader that does the installation through the memory card reader, which you then put in the phone and start MobileSpeak as if it were already installed. And since you're using a Windows PC, you can use whatever Windows screen reader you like to make sure that that's accessible. So that's a more accessible solution than just the standard Bluetooth install.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of the Pocket PC and smartphone version, the installation is done through ActiveSync, and again, it's through a Windows PC, so it's as normally accessible as any other Windows application would be. And even the remote calibration of the screen, for example, which you would normally have to do by touching the screen in the four corners to do the calibration, we have a remote calibration utility which can do that through the PC as well. So you can do everything from your PC, and when you disconnect, your device should be up and running.
Can it calibrate the screen for the first time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's to do the initial calibration.
Oh, that's great. So I take my PDA out of the box, the screen needs to be calibrated, and this tool will do that.
Right. So you should be able to plug it in, use ActiveSync to do the installation, and then when you disconnect the device, you should be up and running.
Yes, and for the Windows Mobile product, you can also activate a 30-day trial license directly over an internet connection.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very well. All right. If people want more information, where is it that they go?
The best place will be our website, www.codefactory.es. And there are sections there for each of the products. And we also are going to be, if it's not already up there, in the next few days we'll be unveiling a knowledge base for people who have frequently asked questions or any kind of common issues people have with installation or using the product. They can go and search the knowledge base. And if people have suggestions for things they'd like to see there that aren't there yet, please let us know.
Yeah, we also have something like an SMS service you can subscribe to. Then you will get information about new products and about when events.
How do people subscribe to that?
That's the website as well. If you go to codefactory.es, www.codefactory.es, there's a section there to sign up for the Stay Tuned service, which is what we're calling it.
Yes.
Okay. And there's also a listserv for users?
Yeah, that's actually very useful. We talk directly with a lot of the users of all the products through the list.
You sure do.
Yeah. Which is good because we get suggestions and feedback as well as doing support. We also get information back. So, we encourage everybody that's using the product to sign up for the list and feel free to send us all the information you can.
Are there any hot phones in the U.S. right now that you're aware of that the MobileSpeak family will not work with?
The only issue we know of as the Motorola Q with Braille devices, we've heard that there's a hardware problem with the phone itself.
Mm-hmm.
That I hope that Motorola is looking into. It's something we've just found out about this week at the show.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, normally the Motorola Q is currently the device most people buy.
Right. So apart from the Braille connectivity, it's actually a really popular and really useful phone.
Yeah, it looks like a cute phone.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple this week.
Right. And the demand is so high for it, and it's such a popular phone that I don't doubt that they'll have a fix for the Bluetooth problem soon. Mm-hmm. The other Windows Mobile phones, I'm not sure. The European phones, I know there are some a whole new range of phones that are coming up for the Symbian operating system, and some of those are people are looking forward to, phones with GPS integrated, for example, and so there's a lot happening there too. Yeah.
Are you working with a GPS potential?
Yes, we just signed some days ago a partnership with Wayfinder. Mm-hmm. So this will be GPS for Symbian. On the other hand, we are also looking into different GPS programs for Windows Mobile, for MobileSpeak Pocket and MobileSpeak Smartphone.
Have you thought about things like incorporating the Sendero GPS or the Trekker GPS that are specifically geared for blind people?
Right, yeah, we're talking to people that have any kind of solution, including Sendero, and looking for the best solution, the one that people have the most demand for, and that covers the most area that people would be interested in as well, because different products cover different areas and they have different focuses. So, yeah, we're definitely interested in a whole list of providers.
All right. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you want to make sure gets into the interview?
I think we've covered things pretty well. I don't know. Is there anything you have here that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, and if anyone has topics we haven't covered, has questions, feel free to send them to the mailing list or send it to us through the website as well.
All right. And I look forward to doing this again next year.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you, Marlena.
Thank you.
Great, thanks very much.
For ACB Radio, I'm Marlena Lieberg at CSUN 2007.